Before we learn the Gemara, we end up Yedzayin and Medalev. I'd like to mention two Nikudas on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Avol Kairin Oiso, and the Mishnah says like this, Kora Targum B'chol Loshin Lo Yotza, Avol Kairin Oiso Lo Loyazais Belaz, Aloyes Sheshama Ashuris Yotza. So the Mishnah is speaking about three different cases. The first case is speaking about that the person Koro Targum B'chol Loshin Lo Yotza is speaking about that he doesn't understand the Loshin. Avol Kairin Oiso Lo Loyazais Belaz is speaking about that they do understand the Loshen. Va'aloye sheshoma ashurish yotza is, even though they don't understand the Loshen, they yotze. So Rabbi Kevega wants to say there is a shayla, the halacha, if the halacha of Shemeya Ka'ine applies if a person does not understand the Loshen. Shemeya Ka'ine is perhaps Shemeya when he understands what he hears, then there's a din of Shemeya Ka'ine. But if he doesn't understand at all what he's hearing, so there's no din of Shemeya Ka'ine. Af al pikein, Taisvis and Brocha speaks about the Shaila. Taisvis says that by the Megillah, even though you don't understand what is being said, you're still yoitze, because there's a bazundra din of pesum enise. So the last halach of the Mishnah, v'haloyeis sheshoma ashurish yotza, is telling us this chiddush. That's why, even though it's telling us in an oifen of shmir, even though he didn't learn it himself, for example, Tosfos says in the din of shemei kaina, even though if I don't understand, I'm not yoitze, but if I say the words, I'm yoitze, even though I don't understand. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us over here, v'haloyeis sheshoma ashuris, even though he doesn't understand ashuris, is yotze. He's yoitze. There's a miyuchedike haloche that by mikra megillah, since the taklis is persume nisse, so therefore, one is yaitze. Leidach Gisa, the first din of the Mishnah was, Kav'a b'chol loshin lo yotza. That means even though, it's also speaking, but he doesn't understand. But here it's speaking about even though he was a kaire himself, and as the halacha of Shemeya Ka'ine, the halacha that one has to understand what he's saying is dafke, if he's listening, but if he says the tzicha good, here there's a bezundere aloche kora b'chol loshin lo yotza. If he doesn't understand, here the din of here by mikra megillah kol loshin does not help, even if he's a kaira. And then it says a middle din avol kairin oisa leloyazais belaz, that if they do understand, so even though they're not learning it themselves, it's a din of Shemeya Ka'ine, that you are Yotze. So there's three distinct halachas in the Mishnah. Rabbi Kevega wants to explain why the Mishnah split it. The first halacha is Koro. He himself was a Kaire. And the last two halachas are that they heard. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us the last halach is that there's a din of Shemeya Ka'ine by Mikra Megillah, afilo one does not understand. That's a bezundra din because of Pesume Nisse. The first halach is that even though he was a kaire, afal piken, if he doesn't understand, he wasn't yoitze. And then the middle halach is that there is a din of Shemeya Ka'ine by Mikra Megillah. One more ha'ore, the Mishnah is Messiahim, lo yotza achetehei ksuva ashuris ala sefer ubidyoi. the Tosfos Yom Tov has here two mahalchim how to explain the Mishnah. Lo yotza achitei ksuva ashuris. One pshat ksuva ashuris, he wants to say that the Mishnah till now was speaking about the lashonis of the Megillah. What loshen is good? Akeire yasa Megillah, kore b'chol loshen, lo yotza, if he didn't understand it, if he did understand it, he is yotza. So that is speaking, the first half of the Mishnah is speaking about the loshen on which the Megillah could be read. Now, the Mishnah's Messiahim, Achitahei, Lo Yotza, Achitahei, Ksuva, Ashuris. Now, the Mishnah is speaking about the Ksav, what Ksav has to be written on the Megillah. So, the Mishnah is telling us, Achitahei, Ksuva, Ashuris, that the Megillah has to be written, Biksav, Ashuris. That means, even though the Loshen could be as a different Loshen, that means, let's say, he's speaking about Vahibi Me'ach Hashverish, and it wasn't the days of Achashverish, so that could be the Loshen, but the Ksav has to be written B'Ksav Ashuris, and to write Aleph Nun Dalet, that's how the Megillah will be written. That's one Mahalach he has in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down such a Mahalach Poiskim that hold like that. This is not like the Ramah, that Afilu Laz has to be written B'Ksav Ashuris. And the second Mahalach, the Tosfos Yom Tov wants to say that by Loshen HaKodesh, we're speaking about, it's like a Hemshech from before, we're speaking about Astam Megillah is by Loshen HaKodesh, and the last Bava was by Loyesh Shoma Ashuris, speaking about Loshen HaKodesh. So this is a bezundere din in Loshen HaKodesh, that by Loshen HaKodesh it has to be Ksuva Ashuris. If it's in other Lashonis, then it doesn't have to be written, then it could be written in the Loshen Laz. And the Sfas Emes wants to be Meisif, by other Lashonis you could have, the Ksav does not have to be the same, this as is similar to the Loshen. That means the Loshen could be Giftis and the Ksav could be Ilmis. That will also be good, B'shal Lashonis. But by Loshen HaKodesh, there the halacha is that the Ksav has to be Ksav Ashuris. So these are two Mahalchim in the Mishnah. Either Ksav Ashuris is only needed by Loshen HaKodesh, and the Mishnah is speaking about Loshen HaKodesh, or Ksav Ashuris is needed by all Lashonis. That was the first Mahalach. We had in the Baraisa that there were Dvorim that have to be said Kesidram. And Lemafrei is not good. We had Mikra Megillah, V'chein Bahalo, V'chein B'Kriyishma. So let us just start from the bottom line. Kriyishma, how do we know that Krishma has to be B'Ksav Ashuris, that Krishma has to be Kisidram? The Sanya, we learned the Barais as follows. Krishma Kichsovo Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds Krishma should be said the Loshen HaKodesh, and not B'Shal Lashonis. V'Chachomim Oimrim B'Chol Loshen. The Chachomim hold it can be said B'Chol Loshen. My time the Rebbe, that the Krishma should be said the way it is written, Beloshen HaKodesh. Verabonon my time, omakro shma b'chol loshen sh'at ha-shemeya, that is a ribuy, any loshen is sufficient. Verabbi nami oksiv shma. So Gemara, according to Rebbe, it says Shema. So what does he do with the Shema? Ahumi boilei hashme loznecho mashato meitzi mipicho. That one should be able to hear the words that he is saying. And Vahoyu was telling us it should be beloshen hakodesh. Verabonon savri kemanda oma hakirei es Shema lehishmiel ozna yotza. That you don't need Lashmi Elo Oznoi, so then the Shema is coming to tell us that b'chol oshin sh'ato shemeya. V'rabbonon nami hoksiv v'hoyu. What do the rabbonon do with the v'hoyu? Arumi boilei sh'lo yikro l'mafreya. That the seder hadvorim has to be the way it is written, sh'lo yikro l'mafreya. The Rebbe Shelo Yikra Agavulcha Rabbi Kevege has a suffix. He says the Rabbonon hold that two halachas. Number one, that it's Nemro B'choloshin, and number two, that's the Shema, and V'ohoyu Shelo Yikra L'mafreya. Rabbi Kevege has a suffix. If, let's say, in English, you say it differently than you say it in Lashon HaKodesh. So, how do you cheshbin lemafreya? That means, speaking English, you would have a paragraph that in English it would be said differently than it's said in Lashon HaKodesh. So what is the seder lemafreya? Do you look at that Lashon, the way that Lashon is spoken? So that Lashon is not called lemafreya. Or you have to go and translate literally the way it is in Lashon HaKodesh, even though in that Lashon, that's not the way it is spoken. That's a psasofik of Rabbi Kibbeger. Al Kaponim, the Rabbonon hold these two halachis, that it's Nemro B'chol Lashon, and Vahoyu is coming to tell us that it's, that one cannot say L'mafreya. And that is according to the Rebbe Shelo Yikra L'mafreya Minoloi, Midvorim Hadvorim. It should have said Dvorim, and it says Hadvorim, so it's coming to tell us that the Dvorim have to be said the Seder the way they are written. The Rabbonon Dvorim Hadvorim Loi Mashmeluhu, so therefore, that's why they need the Vahoyu. Leima kisava Rebbe kola teira kule b'chol loshin nemra. So if Rebbe needed a riboy, the Rebbe needed a miut, the avahoyu, to tell us that it's davke nemra b'loshin akredich, so it seems Rebbe would hold that kola teira kule, the kriyas of kola teira kule, can be said b'chol loshin. So therefore, here you need a miyut v'hoyu, that krishma has to be said b'loshen ha-kodesh. The is al kedaitach b'loshen ha-kodesh nemrom. If you'll say that all kriyas have to be b'loshen ha-kodesh, we'll see in Tosfos exactly what all kriyas include. Is al kedaitach b'loshen ha-kodesh nemrom. All kriyas have to be b'loshen ha-kodesh. Lomali lemichte v'hoyu. So why do you need a special miyut by Krishma to tell us that it should be b'loshen hakodesh? All kriyas are b'loshen hakodesh. So the Gemara says it's terech. No, you need the v'hoyu. Salkedaitach. I would think that even though kol ha'teira b'loshen hakodesh nemro. I would think Shema Kerabona, but I would hear Krish, I would think that Krishma is different, because Shema is coming to tell us B'choloshin Shato Shemeya. It's Kosa Brachmona V'hoyu. So therefore, he need a V'hoyu. I would think that this is killed in Kola Terekula because of the Shema. So that's why we need the V'hoyu to tell us Kahav Yosa. Now the Gemara goes the other way. Leima kesavri rabbonon kol ha-teire b'loshin ha-kodesh nemro. They hold that kol ha-teire b'loshin ha-kodesh nemro, and that's why you need Shema to say b'chol loshin and abezundere ribui, to tell us that Krishma is different, that it can be said b'chol loshin. V'sal kedaitoch b'chol loshin nemro, if you'll say that all kriyas are b'chol loshin nemro, is lomali lemichtev shema, so why do you need a ribuy of shema? So the Gemara answers, it's terech. Sal kedaitach amine v'hoyu kerebi. I would think that could be kol ha-teira kula b'chol loshin nemro. But here it says, Vahoyu davke buloshin akaydesh, tosav rachmonesh ma'am. So that's why you need the ribuy of Shema to tell us that becholoshinem. Let us see Rashi. Vahoyu advor ma'ela bahav yosem, buloshin akaydesh. Shelo yikro lemafreya, al makriyishma lemafreya loy, and mehochi yalev tane de leel taima. Bechol loshen nemro, lekroisa bechol loshen, that it could be lain bechol loshen, lekach itzterch bekriyishma vahoyu. Itzterch vahoyu, de leel taime, shma bechol loshen shata shemeya kerabono. Let us see Tosfos. Kol ha-toire b'chol loshen emro. So what are we speaking about? That kol ha-toire is nemro b'chol loshen. Peirish ha-kuntres shenitno likreis b'chol loshen sheroitza likreis b'sefer toire. The kriya sefer toire could be said b'chol loshen. The kosher, so Tosfos says, kriyas ha-toira eino min ha-toira elo mi da rabbono, levad mi parshe zocher da habe di erais. So Tosfos says, what is that? Kol ha-toira is b'chol loshen emro, so can't be kriyas ha-toira. Rashi says, and so it kriyas ha-toira bebeis ha-kneses. So Tosfos says, that's only a da rabbono di ketakonem. There's a very mechudishtik ritve. The ritve wants to forever this kasha, and he says, Kriyas ha-toire b'tzibu min ha-toire b'shabosais v'yomim toive. He says that the kri in Shabbos and Yom Tov is min ha-toire, and the Magia wants to bring down a loshen, v'yidaber moishes moyadei Hashem, on the Moyadis, which is Kailu, Shabbos, and Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah of Kriya min ha-Toire. It was a takon of Moshe Rabbeinu by Minche, the Minche of Shabbos. But he brings a raya that is a mitzvah Kriya min ha-Toire, the Gemara in Broches is a pilpul if the Brocha Achroine is a deraisa. The Brocha Achroine Bichas ha-Toire is a deraisa. The Gemara wants to make a kalvachayma from Birchas Hamozen. Madach and Chayei Shor, you have to make a brocha choyne Chayei Olam, avada givis. So he says the only case of a brocha achroine is only by a kriya b'tzibur. So then there's a brocha choyne. After you finish the kriya, you make a brocha choyne. The mitzvah of a gisa b'yayma v'layla, there's no inyan of a brocha choyne because you never end. Al Koponim, that's what the Ritva wants to emphasize, Shitas Rashi, that the Kriya b'Shabbos in Yom Tov is Mina Toire, and that is the Shail over here, with Nemro b'chol loshen or davke b'loshen ha-kodesh. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos holds that Kriya is ad Rabbonin dike, it's a takona of Moshe Rabbeinu. Levad mi parsha zocha David de Reis. So what's in some parsha zocha? That wouldn't be called kol ha-toire. If kol ha-toire nemra b'choloshin or b'loshin ha-kodesh. V'nire d'hochi perushe kol kriye shebetoire. Wherever there's a mitzvah kriye min ha-toire. Kigoy mitzvah chalitze, beis chalutzanal, o parsha segla arufe, Vidui Maise, Ubikurim, Cholelu Ashnim, Pekelu Nemorim Besoita. So, Kol HaToire means wherever there's a mitzvah skriye, so we have this machloikis, if it's the Davke Beloshen HaKodesh or Bechol Loshen. Dehi Beloshen HaKodesh Nemro, Lomoli Lemichtev, so why do you need to Behoyu? Kosher, the beperik elu nemorim besoite, matzrich kro, bein leman da oma b'chol loshin nemro, bein leman da oma b'loshin akredish nemro. The Mishneh Masechta Sota says Eilu Nemarim B'choloshen, and it reckons out a whole bunch of inyonim which can be said B'choloshen. Then it says Eilu Nemarim B'loshen HaKodesh, mentions other inyonim which can only be said B'loshen HaKodesh. That is the Mishneh. Now the Gemara in Masechta Sota, and each case that is side the cases which are nemra b'choloshin, inside the cases which are nemra b'loshin HaKodesh, the Gemara says minolon, and the Gemara brings limudim, if this is nemra b'loshin HaKodesh, this is nemra b'choloshin, so every case has a limud. So now that's Taisvis Kashi, so l'chayre, that doesn't make sense. What is the svara chitzayne? If you hold that kolotayre is nemra b'loshin HaKodesh, she only have to bring limudim and the cases which are nemra b'choloshin. If you hold kolotayre is nemra b'choloshin, she only have to bring limudim and the cases which are nemra b'loshin, which need loshin HaKodesh. And there the Gemara says, matzrich kro, there the Gemara brings psukim, beilam adama b'choloshin emra, beilam adama b'loshin HaKodesh emra. So why do you need psukim? This is the kasha that our Gemara asks over here, the Gemara does not ask over there. V'yesh loyma, d'hosam boi l'ukmi ribui alibi d'kula alme. That means that what the Gemara brings psukim, the Gemara is not going into this machlokes. Leman the Omar b'chol loshin emro. The man the Omar that says b'chol loshin emro tzarich ko l'ribuye loshin HaKodesh. So all the minolons that the Gemara brings and the dvorim and the emorim b'loshin HaKodesh, these minolons are needed for the man the Omar that holds b'chol loshin emro. Uleman di oma beloshen hakoidish nemro, tzoich l'ribuye becholoshen. So enoch anami, all the minolons that the Gemara brings, the Gemara just wants to be metarits, according to this man di oma, that holds becholoshen nemro, so the Gemara brings minolon that is in yonem an nemro beloshen hakoidish. According to the man di oma, that we call it beloshen hakoidish nemro, so there we have limudim that is inyonam anemro b'cholosh. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tfile minolo. How do we know that tfile lemafreya one is not yoitz? The sanye we learned a beraise, Shimon Apikuli, Hizdir, Shmoina Esrei Brochois, Lifnei Rabban Gamliel, Ala Seide B'Yavne. So it says klar that he was Mesader, the Shmoina Esrei Brochois were Ala Seide. Hefste B'Seide. And Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Vomer Lo, B'Masnise Tono, Meya V'Esrim Skeinim, U'Bem Kamo Neviim, Tiknu Shmoina Esrei Brochois, Ala Seide. That the Danshek Nesses HaGdoyle were Mesakin Shmoina Esrei Brochis Ala Seida. The Gemara later on Daf Yikres is going to say, so if there was Meyev Esrim Skeinim, so what is Pshat in this Maisa with Shimon Apikuli, which was much later? So the Gemara answers, Shokhum V'Hodo Yostum, that they forgot already how the Seida was from the Meyev Esrim Skeinim, and later they were miyasedit again to Shimon Hapkuli. Allah Seder Rashi says, Kemishpot Hamikrois Uchtialef Lekamon. The Gemara later brings Psukim, what the Seder should be. Hapkuli yesh oimrim shemistakir b'tzema gefen shenikre pekule. He did business. He was in the cotton business. Let us see Taisvis. Hizdir shmeina esrei broches ala Seder. Mikan koshe lamashe perish rashi bebrochets. There the Gemara says, that's mit a member of Rab Asi, Gabi Emtsoyis, Ein Lehem Seder. that the middle brachas don't ever say that. That means from Ata Chaynen to Shemeya Tfile, there's no say that. So Rashi says, what does that mean? The Pirish, Rashi says, the imto ba'achas min ha'brochis, v'shochach achas mehem, he made a mistake, let's say, he forgot selach lonu, now he's up to Kabe Shefer, shetzorech larzer, so now he has to say selach lonu, so, but the Gemara says, ain lehem seder, there's no seder. She'oimer oisei brocho she'shochach b'mokim she'niskar. So he reminded himself after Teka b'shoifer that he didn't say selach lonu. So he says it there. V'goimet filosoi. And then he continues. So according to Rashi, it comes out that by the broches emtsois, there's no seder. And it can be said l'mafreya also. That means he's saying other brachas before selach lonu. V'koshe the imkain hu ayma ashmeine esrei brachas l'mafreya. So it comes out he said other brachas before selach lonu, which is l'mafreya. V'hoche chazine de shimen atkuli hiskin oison ala seder. Here our Gemara says klo. This is a baraisa. That Shimon Abkuli was Mesakin Tfilish Meinesre ala Seyde. So the Balamoyer of Mesechtes Brochis wants to end for this Kashe, and the Balamoyer says that what Rav Shimon Abkuli said, that the Tfila was Nemra ala Seyde, Ein HaSeyde Omur Elo ala Rishonis Vachroinis. The Seyde is that the first three brachas and the last three brachas, they're the staka seder. Ulemehevi emtsois bein rishonais laachoinis. And the seder is that the emtsois after being between the rishonais achoinis. That's the seder. But between themselves, that's what Rav Asi was machadish. Rav Asi is saying pshat. In this baraisa, the baraisa says it was Niskan ala Seder, that's the Seder. The first three and the last three have a Seder, okay? And the Emtsois have to be Bein, Rishonis, Vachonis. That's it. That's the whole Seder, but more than that, it doesn't have to be. So therefore, if one forgot Selach Lonu, he reminded himself after Teka B'Shoifa, so he says it there, and then he goes further. But Taisvis is chaylik on Rashi. El nirele forish, hosom ein lehem seide, that, what the Gemara says, that the imtsois don't have a seide, not that they zich have a seide, no, the lehave kisholish rishoines vishalish achoines. They don't have the seide of the sholish rishoines vishalish achoines, that there the halacha is the choyza l'roysha shloyshek sheto ba'achas mehem. That means if a person made a mistake in one of the three brachas, and they made a mistake in Anata Giber, he didn't say mashiv haruach, so lemaisen, and he started the third brachas, he goes back to the first bracha. So there, he said a keil hakodesh when he should have said a melech hakodesh, so he goes back to the beginning. The chayzal l'roisha shloisha k'shetor me'achas mehem. So that's what the Gemara says, that this halacha only applies by the first three brachas and the last three brachas. No, by them tzoyis, elochayze lo'oysay sheshochach v'goymer mimeno ulamato hakel kiseida. That is pshat. That zicha, if he forgot selach lonu, and he reminded himself after Teka B'Shoifa, he has to go back to selach lonu. But he doesn't have to go, and he'll start himself, say selach lonu, and then he'll say reino von yeinu. And that is the same, we'll see, that is the same Seder that is by Megillah and that is by Krishma, also the same Seder, that if you forgot something, you go back to there and you go further. That's the difference between the emtsois, that is different than the rishonis and achonis. It is a besondere chumre of the rishonis achonis. You have to go back to the beginning. Akel, it's all considered like one big broche. So here it's not like that. Avo ba'aneinu. But what'll be ba'aneinu? That means like this. The shatz says aneinu ben goyu l'roifei. So what will be the din if the shatz forgot to say aneinu? And he finished baruch aleinu already. What does he do now? Ene chayza kivin she'oval mekayma. So Taisus means to say as follows. The halacha is that birchas aneinu b'chlau, the haskore of aneinu is only alechatchila dikedin haskore. You have to say aneinu. What if the shatz, or what if a yochid forgot b'chlau to say aneinu? So it's gone, so he forgot it. The haskore of aneinu is not ma'akev v'diyev. So Memelas Taisus says as follows. So according to me, Let us say, if he reminded himself after Baruch Aleinu, he reminded himself he didn't say Aneinu. So according to me, that by the Emtsoyis there's a Seder. So if he would say now Aneinu, then he'd have to say Refainu again. So he said once Refainu, or repeat Refainu, or repeat Baruch Aleinu. So he, since the whole Aneinu is not Ma'akev B'diyeved, so you don't go back to Aneinu, because by going back to Aneinu, you'll have to repeat broches that you said already. So therefore, you don't go back to Aneinu. Taisus and Mesechus broches says, according to Rashi, Halacha will not be like this by Aneinu, because according to Rashi, whenever you remind yourself, you say it. So he reminded himself after Baruch Aleinu, didn't say Aneinu, so say Aneinu there. So this Taisus is going L'shitose. Avo baneinu ein chayzer, kiven she'ovar mekayme. Bochiyanami amrinen lekamo. Now this is going back to before. That als the din that you have to say keseder, mafrei is no good. So bochiyanami amrinen lekamo, gabi megile, shim hishmit posik echot, shemaschil vekoirei me'oisei posik olamato. Okay, so you start from that pasuk and you continue from that pasuk. That's called by Megillah Mafrei Yenad Yoitza, because you start from that pasuk and you go further. You'll stick it in now, that'll be Lamafreya. But you start from there, that's called Keseda. So that aloha applies by Shmeinesra also. And that what Rabasi said, that there's no Seder, means it doesn't have the Seder of the Sholosh Rishonis, the Sholosh Achronis. Tanu Rabono, minayin she'omrim ovois, shenema hovu l'Hashem b'nei Eile. What does Rashi say? Hovu l'Hashem, hiskiru lefonov es Eile ha'oretz. So the Eilei Ha'oretz are the Chazokim Sheba Oretz, and that one should be Masker. So that's how we start the Shmeinesre, maybe be Masker Ovis. That's the Broch Rishon of Ovis. Uminayin She'omrim Gvurois, Shenema Hovu LaShem Kovid Va'ois. So it seems that's the second broche that speaks about the Gvuras Hashem Ois, that's Atagiba. Minayin she'omrim kedushois, shenema hovu l'Hashem kevoit shemoi, ishtachvu l'Hashem bahadras kodesh. Could be in kevoit shemoi, is called already shimcha kodesh, that's kevoit shemoi. What does Rashi say? Hovul Hashem kaboyit shemoy, Rashi's name is Gilsa, Sefer Dekro, Bahadras Koidish. But should the Akbonim should be master could be kaboyit shemoy with the Kedushas Hashem. Uma lo loimer bine acha kedusha, shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Vigdishu es kedosh Yaakov, bes elikei Yisrael yaritzu, besomuchlei viyodu toye ruach bina. That of Yod Toye Ruach Bina. So we see after the Higdishu, there's an Indian of Yod Toye Ruach Bina. That's our Tochaina. Umaro Loimar Tshuva Achar Bina. Tersiv Ulevovo Yovin Vishov Verofoloi. Here the Marsha explains that Ulevovo Yovin, if a person will understand Goydol Chetoy Uchineged Michotov, a person will understand the Chaymer of a Chet, and will understand Kineged Michotov, then Oz Vadai Yoshu B'tshuva Shleima. So the Hachone, or the Agdoma of Tshuva, is dependent on Ulevovoy Yovin. Fregt de Gemara, I hochi leima refue basra de tshuve. So if we have such a seder, so it says yovin, that's a bine, and then the shavish tshuve, and then is verofoloi, then is refue. Why do we have geule after, we have selicha after tshuve? Yeah. Loisal kedaitok. So the Gemara says, no, the Seder is not refua after tshuva, no, the Seder is slicha after tshuva. Dechsiv v'yoshev al shem v'rachamei, v'elolekeinu kiyarbe lisloyach. So after tshuva, we find slicha. So the Gemara asks, umay chosis tesomches aho smoychaho. We have it to Psukim. One Pasuk says that Refua comes after Tshuva. One Pasuk says that Slicha comes after Tshuva. So how do you know? So Mo says, Kosef Kro Achini, Aseleach L'chol Avinechi, Horeife L'chol Tachloichi, Agoyel Mishachas Hayechi. So we see Klo that Refua comes after Slicha. So Memele, so that's why. So that's why we put refuah after slicha. Lememre de geula refuah basa slicha. So you tell me a posse that refuah comes after slicha. Vachsiv vishav verofale. But what do you do with that posse? There is a posse lemaisa that says that refuah comes after tshuva. So the Gemara says, "Ahu lav refue de tachluim hi ela refue de slichi." So the Marsha explains, there's a refue just like there's a chayli haguf. The Rambam says there's a chayli anefesh also. So the achet brings it comes to a chayli anefesh and brings a chayli anefesh. So there's a refuah de slichi, there's a refuah of a chayli anefesh which comes through slicha sa'ove. But the refuah saguf, that comes dafke after slicha, aseileach lechol aveinechi, then is a reife lechol tachlo oichi. And that's what the Marsha says, because the chayli haguf came about through the oven, so memele haselech lechol aveinechi. So after the slichas oven, then one is zeiche to refuah saguf areifel lechol tachluoich. So the Gemara asks, umaro loima geula b'shvis. So why is geula b'shvis? Let us see Rashi. L'chayre, if you're telling me that refue and geule come after slicha, so the pasuk is magdim refue before geula. So lechayre, so right after the birchas haslicha should be birchas refue. Umaro loyma geula bishvius v'loy refue achas licha. Why is geula goyel Yisrael comes after slicha? Could receive kro? It should have been the way the pasuk says. So the refuah should come after the slich. So the Gemara answers, Omar Rove, mitoich she'asiden ligoyel b'shvitz, because the gula will be b'shona ha'shvitz, is lefikach kavua b'shvitz. So therefore, the birchas agula is bebrocha shvitz. So the Gemara asks, v'ha'omar mar gula is not b'shvitz? V'ha'omar mar, in the shvuah ben David bo, in the 7-year period, would be unique in the anhogis of that 7-year period. V'ha'omar mar b'shishis koilois, b'shvitz milchomois, the Maitzoi Shvi is Ben David Bo. So the Geula will not be Bishviyis. The Geula will be Bishminis. The Maitzoi Shvi is Ben David Bo. So what is your teretz that they were Magdim Geula Lerefue because Geula is Bishviyis? It's not true. Geula is Bishminis. So the Gemara answers, Melchoma nami aschalte de geule. That the melchomes of shviyas, that's the hascholes a geule. So memele, so we can consider that gula is b'shviyas. That gula is b'shviyas, so that's why they were misakin gula before refuah, because gula is b'shviyas. Let us see Rashi. The Prashi mitoir shasidin ligoyel b'shviyis. Shavua sheben David bo boy, that 7-year period that Ben David will come, choluk mishar shonim kedamrine beperek chaylik. Shona rishayne rov leirov, that means they will have, this last 7-year period will have a distinction, will be different, will be simonim the whole 7-year period. Ado b'shviyis melchomes, ubemeitzoi shviyis ben David bo. So the Gemara says, but it's not b'shviyis, it's b'shminis. Aschalte de geulei. So the Gemara says, the melchomes are aschalas agul. Zogt Rashi, v'af al gav, the high geule, lav geule de golesi. So Rashi says, but this geule, Re'eno v'onyeno v'riva riveinu is not the geula of Golus. Elo shi'igoleinu min hatzoreis habois oleinu tomit. And that's the loshen of goyel Yisrael, loshen hoyved. Rabbein Shlom is keseida goyel Yisrael from the tzores that they find themselves in. And Rashi also proves it to habirches kibbutz. Ubinyan Yerushalayim, b'tzemach David, yesh l'chol achas v'achas brocha la'atzmo levad migulazus. Akochoch, this brocha is not speaking about the gula from the gulas, because we made separate brochas on each part of the gula, of the kibbutz goyis, and binyan Yerushalayim, and malchus beis David. So memele, so what is pshat bechlal in the Gemara? We're asking Akasha, be'etzem we have to be magdim refuah legula, because that's what the posik says. So what are you telling me? No, but since gula is b'shviyis, so therefore we're magdim b'chas agula l'refuah, so the gula should be b'brocha shviyis. Frek tachrashi, but that's not the same gula that we speak. This brocha is speaking about a different gula. Afilohochi, given the shame geula alo kavua b'shvius. Since this also is Hashem Geula, is Kabua B'Shviyas. I think Pshat and Rashi is as follows. I mean, before we come to Rashi's Kash and Teretz, how do we understand the Etzem Gemara? The Gemara says that since the Geula is B'Shviyas, so they were Keveya B'Brocha Shviyas. It would seem that the Misper Shvi is a mesugal for geula. That's what the geula, that's chalte the geula, will be bishana hashviyis. That is because the misper shvi is mesugal the geula. So memele. So therefore, the tvila and geula is also bebrocha shviyis. That's pshat in the Gemara fakert. So since the misper shvi is mesugul le gula, so they were mesakin the tefila and gula bebroche shvi. Now Rashi asks a kasha, but we're not speaking about gula of golus. The broche of goyel Yisrael is speaking about a gula of tzores. So Rashi says, shame gula alot. That means that what Shvi is mesugal le gula is lav davke the gula of golas. Shvi is mesugal le gula. There's a gula from golas. There's a gula of tzores. Ain't a chanami. But the misper Shvi is mesugal for all gulas. So memele, if they were keveya abroche for gula from tzores, they also keveya this broche in the b'shvi's, because shvi is mesugal legula. Zog the Gemara weiter. Umaro loima refua b'shminitz. Why is refua b'shminitz? Omer Rabache, mitoich shenitno milo bishminis, shetzricha lefue, lefikach kavua bishminis. Now, this is a shvere gemore. What's the gemore's kashe? Why is refue bishminis? It's a poshet acheshben. We just said before that after sliche comes refue in geula. We asked the kasha, refue should come right after sliche. So he said no, because gula is b'shviyis. Fine, so gula is b'shviyis. So automatically, if refue comes after sliche, so automatically, if refue comes after sliche and gula was the broche shviyis, automatically refue is the broche shminis. Why do we have to give a new lamdas that refuah is b'shmini is because of mila b'yayim hashmini? So this the Marsho and the Rishash ask the kasha. So the Marsho says that taki you have a cheshbin that geula is b'shviyis. That was your cheshbin. But be'etzim there's another cheshbin. In the pasuk it says that refuah is before geula. So why is the cheshbin of mispar more chashuv than the cheshbin of smiches refua l'sliche? That was pshat in the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara answers, no, there's a cheshbin of mispar also to be ma'acher biches refua, because since mila bishmini, so they were kevei refua bishmini. That's how the Marsho says pshat. The Rishash wants to say a little different. The Rishash wants to say that be'emison, if there's an inyan to be masmech refua to sliche, so what are you telling me? You're telling me that geula is bishviyis with a cheshbin, because the milchome is aschalte de gula. But lechayre, even though milchome is aschalte de gula, but the ike gula is bishmini. So that was pshat in the Gemara's kashe, that in order to the smiche of refue le sliche, Because of the smicha, we should be magdim refue to geula. I geula is b'shvi, but the ike geula is b'shmini, because only the schaut of the geula is b'shvi, so forker. So we should, als the smichas refue l'slicha, we should be magdim refue b'shviis. And geula should be b'shminis, because the ike geula will be b'shminis. And that the Gemara answers, no, there's a bazundere cheshbin that refuah should be b'shminis. So therefore, geula has to be b'shvis. What is the cheshbin? The cheshbin is because mila is b'shminis. I heard b'shem the chedushi arim that he said pshat in this Gemara as follows, that refu is b'shminis because b'mila is b'shminis. He says, to make a birchas a refue in Shemayna Esrei, to be kaveya a birchas refue in Shemayna Esrei, that means that it's kavua by klal yisod that there has to be chaylem. So that's Rachmana Netzlon, a big klalach. I mean, there has to be chaylem by klal yisod. You have to be mispalo for the chaylem. So that's what the Gemara says. Yezicha, there has to be chaylem, because mila bishminis, and mila needs a refuah. Lemais, now we're mispalo for all chaylem already. But that is a kvias of a brocha l'refuah in Shemayna Esrei. That is only because there's a necessity of a refuah by Klal Yisrael because of Mila. So Mila has to be, and Mila needs a refuah. So Mamela, that's how it comes into Shemayna Esrei. Lefikach kavua b'shminis. Umaro loima birchas hashonim b'chiyis. And how does Baruch Aleinu come in the ninth bracha? Oma Rabbi Alexandria Kineged Mafkiye Sha'orim. That the union of the Birchas Baruch Aleinu, that's Kineged those who raise the prices. And they're only successful in raising the prices if there's a scarcity of food. So then people are forced to pay whatever is being asked. If there'd be a ribui of food, some mele, then they wouldn't be able to raise the prices. So, kineged mafkia sha'orim, mafkia sha'orim. The Chassid, it says in capital, we'll see this is capital test, but this is capital yud, but it says in capital test, shvoir zroya roshe, that Rabbi Nishleilam should break this Roya of the Roshe by making, we'll see, this Roshe wants to hike up the prices because there's a scarcity of food. So the way this Roya is broken is through an abundance of food. So the Marsho wants to say that Shver's Roya, Shver is written without a vav. So Shver Zroya could be said that there should be a Zriya that should bring a Shever, that should bring a Shever b'Mitzrayim. There should be a Zriya that should bring an abundance of Tfuah, and that is the Zriya that brings a Shever, that's a Shvira of the Zroya Roshe. V'dovid ki Omro, and so that's Pshat in this capital Shver Zroya, that through an abundance of Tfuah, that is menaged those who want to hike up the prices. B'dovet ki omra, b'chiyas omra. So this was said in capital Tes. So memela, the tefillah of an abundance of tru is also said in the bracha hachiyas. Let us see Rashi. Shvoir zroya roshe, elu hamiyakrin, as a tvue umafkiyin as a shar. I don't understand the kefil aloshin. Umimai de mafkiya sha'orim ksiv. How do we know that this posik is speaking about the people want to raise the prices? The ksiv bahi parshasa yerav b'mister ka'arye b'sukoy yerav lachtoiv oni. So the chihalistin oirev esaoni, if you want to rob someone, so you go and look for aniyim, v'aloy esaoshir hu oirev, elo b'mafkiyei sha'orim akosov medaba. The Pasuk is speaking about those who hike the prices. Sheroiv datom laniyim hu. It seems the ashirim are not so dependent on the market. They have their own source of tefuah. So memele, so there's a miyuchedike listies from robbing aniyim, and that's to of course shorim. The kaboy David rachmi alod emilsa. So David was mespalo in capital test that this shouldn't occur. Shveir zroya roshe. And how should that be? V'tein soiva boilom. If there'll be svia, there'll be an abundance. Ubekach zroyoi shovu. That's how his power is broken. V'ro tidroi shrishoi valtimtso. This ro that he wants to do, he'll be unable to accomplish. He won't do this rishis. Avlo, leisimsa avlo. He was unable to do it because of the abundance of tefuah. So since this tefillah is beparsha chiyis amra, so memele, so that's why the broche was said bebroche chiyis. Ve'im taima shminesi, so Rashi es kasha, it's the eighth capital. So Rashi answers, Ashrei v'loma rok shegoyim tarti parshosei. That the first two kapitlach, that means Rashi and the Kasha held, we'll see in Taisvis, that Ashrei v'loma rok shu is one kapitel, and Rashi held the ninth and the tenth is also one kapitel, so Rashi ended up, so this is the eighth kapitel. So Rashi says, Ashrei v'loma rok shu is two kapitlach. Let us see Taisvis. V'dovet ki omro beparsish chi omro. Perish bekuntris. V'afal gav deleke elo ches mizmoirim ad hosom. So why is this called the ninth? It's the tenth. Ashreish v'lomarog shegoyim tartininam. V'koshe to perikame de broches omar. The chode parshehi, that the first two kapitlach is one kapitl. Umasi kosam the whole parshe shahoiso chaviva le David. Hisrul bo ba ashrei, visiim bo ba ashrei. Kegoinzu shemaschelas ba ashrei haish, misayemes ba ashrei kolchoise voi, vahainu soif de loma rokshu. Alme the chode parshehi. So Memelis, how can Rashi say that these are two kapitler? Forget the Gemara says it's one long kapitel. It's orich loimar, the lam netzeyach almus, v'lom Hashem tamid berochik tartinino. By us we have this, it seems by Taisvus this was also one kapitel, so Taisvus says, no, these are two kapitler. So Memele, so that's how it comes out that this is capital test. Zokte Gemara weiter. Uma ro loima kibitz golyes la'acha birches hashonim. Why does the Kabe Shoifer come after Boruch Halein? The Chsiv, it says in the Posik, Vahat va'atem hore Yisrael, an pechem titeinu, that they'll have branches on the Hore Yisrael, Ufer Yechem Tisu La'ami Yisrael, and there'll be an abundance of peiris, Ki Kervu Lovoi. So because this man of Kibbutz Goliath came, so we see that the Hakdome of Ribui Peiris, Ufer Yechem Tisu, will be right in this man of Kibbutz Goyis. What does Rashi say? Ufir yechem tisul ame Yisrael ki ker volovoi alme kibbutz goyes ba'eis birches hashonim. When there'll be a birches hashonim, then there'll be kibbutz goyes. So that's how tkabe sheifa comes. Ve'kivin sheniskabtsu goyes enase din bereshoim. Shenema v'oshiva yodi olayech ve'etzrei kaber sigoyech. So that's Shiva Sheftaim. Bekiven Shenasel Din Minarishoim, Dobi Adin, is Kolo Aminim, this is Asmud Rishash's Girse, Kolo Aminim, Vekolo Zaidim Imoem, Shenemar, Veshever, Poishim v'chatoim yachdov, let us see the Bach, v'oiz v'yashem yichlu. Now let us see Rashi. V'kivin sheniskabtsu goyis, nasedin b'rishoyim. Koidem sheniskyashvu b'irushalayim. Shenemar v'osiro kol bedilayim. Ayidei kein, voshiva sheftayich kevorishayna, yoyetzayich kevatchila. Agavulche, the Rishash wants to say, vosira kol bedilayich, this pasuk is speaking about kibbutz goyis. Bedilayich are the dvorim hamavdilim bein ish l'reyehu, the dvorim hamavdilim Bein Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vasira Kol B'Diloyach, so that is the kibbutz goyis, there'll be a yichud of Klal Yisrael one to the other, and a yichud of Klal Yisrael to the Rabbeinu Shalom, all the Mabdilim will be taken away. That's called kibbutz goyis. V'yidei kein v'shiva sheftayich k'varishoyne, v'yoyetzayich k'vatchilo, k'moyle sha'ova, like it was till now, seeing b'mishpot tipode b'shaver b'tzdoke. L'chein samcho l'kibil tzgol yis v'shiva sheftenu b'tzadkenu b'mishpot. Kolu haminim. So then it says, that was the girsa we said, v'kivin shenasa din min rishoim kolu haminim v'kolu zeidim imoim. Kolo haminim, what are the minim? She'eino maminim v'das Moshe, she'hoisa min ha'shamayim. Kach somchu lo v'chas haminim. The geirus haminim here in Rashi. Now, the Menachem Eishiv Nefesh is moichik shenema, oiz v'yashem, we hear in the Bach, v'oiz v'yashem yikolo. So, oiz v'yashem, elu haminim, v'shever poishim, haynu zeidim. Kida omar pshoim, elu hamarodim, so memele, that's the kailu zeidim imoim. So there's minim, oiz v'yashem is minim, and poishim is, that's zeidim. V'kivin shekolu haminim, misrei memes keren tzadikim, then that will bring about the shemis of the Keren Tzadikim, the Chsiv, the Kol Karnei, Rishoyim, Agaideya, Tremamno, Karnei, Tzadik. So that's already the Baruch of Allah Tzadikim. The Koilel, Geirei, HaTzedek, Ima Tzadikim. Shenema, Ibnei Seivo, Tokum, Vohodarto, Pnei Zokim. Zikne Amcho Beis Yisroel, Algeri HaTzedek. So memele, v'somoch lei, v'chiyogo itchem ger. So memele, so that's why in Biches Allah Tzadikim, we speak about the Zekeinim, and we also speak about the Gerim. V'chiyogo itchem ger. V'heichon misrei memes karnom, b'Yerushalayim. Shenemar shalu shaloyim Yerushalayim yishloyu oyavoyich. V'kiven shenivneis Yerushalayim, after Yerushalayim will be built, ודוד שנאמר אחר ישובו בני ישראל וביקשו את השם אלוקיהם וזדוד מלכו. What does Rashi say? אחר ישובו בני ישראל, אחר ישובו לבית המקדש וביקשו הקדוש ברוך הוא וזדוד מלכו. וכיוון שבו דוד, and when דוד will come, that's where he is, Semach David, is Boso Tfile Shenema Vavioisim El Harkochi Visimachtim Beveis Tfilosi. Vavioisim El Harkochi is going on the base of Chire. So then, v'simachdim b'veis tfilosi. V'kiven, sh'bos tfile, bos avoide, sh'nema oileiseyim v'zivcheyim l'rotzin al mizbechi. So that already, Dachsim Edemarsho says, tfile is avoide sh'beleiv, and then comes avoide sakobonis. So after sh'meya tfile, which is avoide sh'beleiv, comes, let's say, which is Avodas HaKabonis, Vishay Yisrael. V'kivin shebos Avoide, and after Avoide, bos Toide, there's Haido, shenemar Zeveyach, after Zviche, Toido Yechabdonini. So then there's a covet of Toide. The Marshogras that says that Toide over here means Vidui Dvorim. That means by every Zviches HaKolben they were Misvada on the Kolben. Poshit, the Haido that we have Moide Manachnu Loch is, Lachair is perhaps it's all one Yesod, Vidui and Haido, it's all one thing. Is Toide Yechabdonini. Umaro loima birches kahanim achar haido. Why does birches kahanim? So here we have here avoida, which is ritzai, then we have haido, and then we have birches kahanim. Tersi, bayisa arein es yodov el ha'om bayiborchein. So that was birches kahanim. Bayered, and when did this occur? Me asois achatos v'oilo v'ashlomi. So the Gemara says, Eimo koidem avoide, lois al kedaitoch. Dersi v'yered me asois achatos, miksiv la'asois, me asois ksiv. It says me asois, so that means if we say v'yered la'asois, so then we say that bichos koinem is before avoide. But it says, Vayered me'asoy, so this was after the Avoide. V'leimro achar Avoide, so why do you take it after Hido? V'yisal kedaitach, v'chsiv zeveyach toide, that means after Zviche, there's Hidot, zeveyach toide yechabdonini. Is memele, so therefore, so we have this pasuk that tells us that Hido comes after Zviche. So al kolchoch, and here we said that the Birches Kahanim is after Avoide, so it's after Hido also. Vrek de Gemore my choses de somches ahai smoichahai. I mean, here the pashtus is that after Vayered Maaseis Achatos, that the Birches Kahanim was after the Zviche, after Avoide. Now you have another posik, you have a posik that Toide comes after Zviche. So, good. So, my choses, the Somche Sahai. So, how do you know to say that Birches Kahanim is after my choses, the Somche Sahai, to say that Heido is after Zviche? And therefore, Birches Kahanim is after Hido, Smoicha Hai. Here, this pasuk seems to be saying that Birches Kahanim is after Avoide. Gemara says, Mistavra avoide voido chode milsi. The hoido is an intricate chalik of the avoide. Fat the way the Maharsha says hoido means bidoy, so we get one as misfab on the kolben. So memele, so therefore we have to say, if it says that it was biches kahanim after the asiyas achatos, it means after the hoido, the vidui on the chatos also. So memele, so therefore we have avoide, hoido, and biches kahanim. Uma ro loima sim sholem acha biches kahanim. Chsiv, so the Gemara says, the Chsiv is somu eshmi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avoreche. That means after biches kahanim, there's a haftoche v'ani avoreche. Broche da kodesh bochu sholoim. So the broche, so the mele, after biches kahanim comes biches ha-sholim, shenema Hashem yavorech es amei v'sholim. Period. So that's this bereise, that the bereise was mefaret the seder of the Yud Ches Broch. Frag the Gemara, v'chimei acha de meya ve'esrim zkenim, u'mehem kama neviim tiklu tfila la seder, ishimen apikoyli, my is there. So what is there? The brother with his one bereise that Shimon HaPekoyli was Mesadva Shemayin Esrei. So the Gemara answers, Shokchum V'chozo V'sidrum. That the Seder of the Anshim Nesek Dela they forgot, and he was Mesadva again. Zot Rashi, Zeveyach Toido Achazviche Tein Hido. Vayered meyaseis achatos v'hoilo. So the Gemara says that avoyde neido chode milsehi, afrido avoyde shalmokimot.